Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Are you reeling in the years? Slowing away the time? Are you gathering up the keys?
Little Steely Dan bringing us back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, having a great visit with our good friend Jim Osteroff with the Kiplinger Editors. Jim, let's move over and talk about the election coming up in November. Shocking announcement this week. Democrat Senator Evan Bayh, one of the leaders, I think. One of the people that we can sorely afford to lose, Jim. We can ill afford to lose Evan Bayh's wisdom and moderation and leadership in our government. That guy is stepping down. Jim, what have we done to cause a guy like Evan Bayh to not want to serve? A man who has public service in his genes. What have we done to cause a guy like that to step down?
Well, you know, he and, I mean, and there are others too.
Of course.
Look at the situation, and they just say, I mean, honestly, they say the well is poison.
He said,
no way we can get any compromise.
He said, I love serving Indiana, but I do not love Congress. Now, how about that for a revelation?
Mm-hmm.
How about that for a statement?
And the thing that, no matter what you think, no matter what your party, the thing that's so disturbing is you know, this growing recognition that compromise in any way is very difficult to impossible. And without that, you might say you get gridlock. But the thing is that there really are things that need to be addressed. The things
yeah.
that we've been talking about very well now for, you know, 45 minutes or so. They need to be addressed, but although they are not.
Yeah.
And so ultimately, as I said, it's not tomorrow, but down the road, we as the people in the government and country suffer.
But now you guys are predicting, Jim, that the GOP is going to pick up quite a few seats in the House and the Senate this fall.
And I have to say, you know, we were saying up to 6 seats in the Senate. But that, now, of course, that was before.
That was before Evan Bayh made his announcement.
Right. And, you know, there are many who are really sort of suspect on their ability. They're on shaky ground, including even the Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid.
But Jim, even if we replace these guys, even if you know, if you're a Republican, you're giddy about the fact that maybe the House and the Senate are going to go back to Republican control. Jim, that doesn't solve our problem.
No, it doesn't.
Because we had 8 years of Republican control, and we didn't. It didn't get things in. It's not like things have gotten ugly just in the last year and a half.
No. It, you know, I'm in control, and I hate you. I'm in control. No, I hate you.
Yeah.
And it really will take a time when, again, when, you know, there are some good number of lawmakers who say, you know, okay, politics ends at the shore of national interest, at least a little bit. And, you know, we had Bayh, as, you know, who was one of the real centrists who was adept at working with his Republican colleagues.
Exactly.
And they said, let's get things done. We disagree, but let's see what we can do. Let's compromise. Let's do something. And even he was, Bayh was a leader here in trying to get some deficit reduction commission.
Right.
And then, poof, gone.
Well, there's some serious systemic problems in our government, folks, that have to be solved. It's only going to be solved, number one, with some people have to go, Jim. As you believe, I think you agree with me on that. Some people have to go because they cannot change their spots. They're leopards that are not going to change their spots. Some people got to go. We got to get some new people in there who know who they work for, Jim. And it's not the special interests; it's the people in their state and the American people. And we got to do that. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who's in control of the houses of Congress or the White House, does it?
No, it does not. And in that sense, you might say the party label, the party in power doesn't matter as long as this sentiment prevails.
Right. And the spending thing, Jim, we now know this, as I've said many times, the big spending party is the party in power, not Republican or Democrat. It's the power,
no,
party in power.
Yeah, it's just whoever has the ability to really control the purse strings,
right.
And then they do it. Just change the party labels. Again, we saw the Republicans in charge and spending like the proverbial drunken sailors.
Right.
Then the Democrats in charge, and now it's our turn.
Absolutely.
Don't tell us. You did it. No, you did it.
And that kind of yang back and forth
is
the stuff that we got to get rid of. And I'm going to come back to something I said earlier, Jim, earlier in the hour. It's got to start with us. The electorate, the people out here on the Main Street, we've got to demand more of them, and we've got to demand more of ourselves. Hey, Jim, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Thank you, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Jim Ostroff, ladies and gentlemen, with the Kiplinger Editors. He'll be back. I will be too, but it won't be today. It'll be tomorrow. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to watch the Olympics, ladies and gentlemen. Watch the Winter Olympics. It's beautiful. It's wonderful. These guys are heroes.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.